Girl, what a week from Super Tuesday beating Bernie's booty. And Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race this morning to Magic Mike dropping out on Magic Mike. I mean, Mini Mike dropping out on Super Tuesday. And now we have Joe Biden. Mr. Alzheimer's Joe Biden is the one heading the Democratic Party? What? But we all knew this was going to happen. Just like we knew Kim Kardashian was on Trump's side, and we knew Kim Kardashian will eventually visit the White House again. Although all her fans didn't seem to like that very much. But let's get back into the candidates here. So when I said Joe Biden was going to win the Democratic nominee, I meant it. And why did I mean it? Well, you guys, because for the past 28 years, whatever Democratic nominee runs for the position in South Carolina and wins, always wins the nominee. Meaning, if you are a Democrat and you're running for president of the United States of America, and if you win South Carolina, you win the nominee. Let's hear from our sponsors and then let's jump right into this. All right, guys, the Democratic presidential contest is now a two-man race. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders went into Super Tuesday the frontrunner, but it was Joe Biden's night. The former vice president rode a surge of momentum out of the big win in South Carolina on Saturday and established himself squarely as the principal alternative to Sanders. Biden won a majority of states, including Texas, Tuesday night. Sanders is projected to win California, but with votes still being counted there, it's unclear which candidate will emerge with a delegate lead. Although it's pretty clear to me it's going to be Bernie Sanders. That sets up what looks like a sharp fight over the next 2 months between candidates with very different ideologies. Sanders paints in bold colors and wants radical change. Biden believes in progress and accomplished by working with Washington's competing interests. We are not only taking on the corporate establishment, we are taking on the political establishment, Sanders said before rattling off a list of differences with him and Biden. Later, an imbuent Biden swatted at Sanders. People are talking about a revolution, he said. We're starting a movement. Here are five takeaways on why Biden did so well on Super Tuesday and where the race stands now. Number one, Biden and Sanders have distinctly different bases of support. Exit polling revealed that Biden did well with moderates and conservatives, voters older than 45 and African Americans, according to the Associated Press. In Alabama, for example, Biden was nearly 70% of African American voters, who are a majority of the state's Democratic electorate. Sanders showed his strength with liberal voters, Latinos, and voters younger than 30, according to the AP in California. Sanders won nearly half of the Latino vote in California, doubling Biden's share, which makes up 30% of the state's votes. Black and Latino voters are pillars of the Democratic Party. Whoever becomes the nominee needs to have their strong support. And don't forget about women. They powered Democrats' 2018 takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives. The AP reports Biden enjoyed an advantage among women and college graduates. The Biden campaign and the super PAC supporting him are confident that they are in particular winning over women older than 40. Now, Sanders stealing might be real. Sanders may have expanded his coalition in the Nevada caucus, but the breadth of his support looked awfully limited on Super Tuesday. It's hard to see how he regains his momentum and expands beyond his loyal base after Tuesday night. Going on TV and talking about how he's running against the Democratic Party establishment makes it hard to win over people who have proudly voted Democrat for a long time. Even if Sanders doesn't need establishment party leaders, he needs the party's loyal voters. Sanders has done very little to mollify and reach out to them. Biden clearly picked up support from many of those kinds of voters after Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg dropped out of and endorsed him. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg campaign manager told reporters that his campaign will assess the results on Wednesday. Bloomberg's only Super Tuesday victory was in America's Samoa. If Bloomberg was to also endorse Biden, Biden's support could expand even farther. Sanders' hope has been that he gets a boost from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who had another disappointing night, finishing third behind Biden and Sanders in her home state. But she did gain delegates in almost half a dozen states Tuesday night. Warren hasn't shown much sign of giving up the fight and has already traveled to post-Super Tuesday states. There will likely be pressure on her from progressives to back out and support Sanders. And let the news be told, she backed out this morning. Young voters are not coming out in droves, is the number three reason. We are going to defeat Trump because we are putting together an unprecedented grassroots multi-congressional multiracial movement, Sanders said Tuesday night. But Sanders' actual younger than 30 turnout isn't quite living up to that promise. While Sanders is winning big margins among young voters, they aren't making up significantly higher shares of the electoral than in past elections. Before Tuesday, voters younger than 30 were not keeping pace with the overall increase in voter turnout. In fact, young voters' share of the electorate went down in the three of their four states compared with 2016. On Tuesday night, not a single state saw an increase in young voters' share of the electorate, according to exit polls conducted by Edison Research and sponsored by several of television networks. Number four, this campaign has already changed a lot. Could it change again? Biden appears to be favored in some big upcoming contests, including Florida on March 17th and Georgia in a week later. But polls have defined four different leaders in various times during this race. Biden has a reputation for being undisciplined, and his continued success is certainly a wild card. A shift like the one that occurred this Super Tuesday, though an unprecedented one, and it may very well be that all those voters, three quarters in most polls, who have said they could change their minds, may have made them up already. In that case, that would give Biden the inside track to the nomination. Number five, momentum still trumps money in presidential primaries. No one in modern history has been able to ignore the first four state contests and win the nomination. Bloomberg has a plausible theory of how to do it, namely spending $50 million on his campaign. But guess what? Hard-won momentum clearly trumped money. Voters were at first open to Bloomberg, but his debate performance doomed him. His favorability rank tanked so much so that majorities of Democratic voters said that they had unfavored opinions of Bloomberg in exit polls, while they had favorable opinions of Biden, Sanders, and Warren. It's not clear which state will go first in the next presidential nomination season, but it's pretty likely no candidate will ever again try what Bloomberg did in bypassing the early states. If a guy with his kind of money spent his kind of fortune and came up short, it's unlikely anyone will try that again. That's a lot of waste of money. So those are the five key points about Super Tuesday to take away from it. And let me know what you guys think in the comments. And also let me know what you guys think by sharing out this podcast and give me your opinion and using the hashtag The Adorable Deplorable Podcast. Now, if you guys would like to support me, you guys can always go to patreon.com/theadorabledeplorable. And now you guys can even support this podcast. If you're a person who doesn't like City on Facebook, if you're a person who's kicked off Facebook at the moment, or you can always keep up with me on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and other places that play podcasts. This podcast is streamed over every podcast line you could think about. It's seven different lines it's streamed over. So make sure you guys subscribe and share out this podcast. And you guys can also contribute here on the podcast for a monthly donation to keep this podcast going. Thank you guys so much for your love and support. And this is The Adorable Deplorable with the Super Tuesday Fallout. Have a good day, guys.